Good morning. It's Sunday, the 29th of December in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm Ivan Philby, and this is your wake-up call. And just to remind you, just before we begin the prayer of consecration, we've been adding some lines to this prayer to help us to ask the Lord if he would give us more prophetic insight. So let's begin. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. Help me to eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. I set my mind on you. Help me discern your thoughts. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Today's scripture comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he'd called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." When Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Now consider this. On Friday, we considered the role of our hearts, our desires in prophetic ministry, and Paul's exhortation to eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. And yesterday we looked at the role of the mind. Today we want to think about our eyes. Lord, I fix my eyes on you. We're going to begin with another hymn, the first Noel, and particularly the opening lines of verse 2. Now, if you want to look it up, you can find this also in the Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. It's number 188. Oh, and by the way, thank you for the people who gifted me that just beautiful deluxe leather edition of the hymnal. It's just gorgeous. And I don't know, there might be some left in the seed store, but boy, it's a wowzer gift for yourself or a friend. But anyhow, back to the first Noel. If you read through verse 1, you'll know that it's about angels and shepherds and fields and sheep and a cold winter's night. Verses 2 to 5 should be about the Magi, but it begins with the line, "They looked up and saw a star." And the hymn writer must have jumbled up his scriptural index cards, because the pronoun "they" used at the beginning of verse 2 makes it seem like that it was the shepherds who saw the star. Well, not in my Bible. The shepherds saw a multitude of angels. It was the Magi that saw the star. Now, according to Wikipedia, the first Noel is an old English carol. So let's blame the English. We get a whole bunch of stuff wrong, and so we can just add that to the long list. So let's get back to this question. They looked up and saw a star. I'm just fascinated by that line. They looked up. So let me explain. When I was recording the companion videos to my new book, my seedbed book, Speak Tenderly, Prophetic Ministry Seasoned with Grace, Andrew Dragos, my mate Andrew, he's our director of content and resourcing strategy. He didn't simply want me to summarize each of the 8 chapters. He wanted me to come up with 60% of new material. And I thought, yikes, I've just written a book and now you want a whole bunch more. But he did. And so as part of my preparation, I started to research this phrase, looked up. It's used quite a number of times in the New Testament, but every time it's used in Scripture, it always involves a miracle or Jesus seeing more than he could naturally see. So let me give you some examples. Before Jesus fed the 5,000, Jesus looked up. Let's read Matthew's account found in Matthew 4, verse 19. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and he gave thanks and he broke the loaves. So Jesus looked up before the miracle of multiplication. In Mark chapter 7, verses 32, to 35, we read how Jesus healed a man born deaf and unable to speak. Before he prayed, Mark records that Jesus looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said, "Be opened." Here Jesus looked up before the man was healed. In Luke 21, verses 1 to 4, we read the story of Jesus watching people put money in the temple treasury. And in Luke 21, verse 1, it begins, as Jesus looked up, he saw that the widow put in all she had. He could see more than the others could see. Jesus looked up and saw this woman's sacrificial generosity. So why does Jesus keep looking up? I think it's because he's looking to see what the Father's heart is doing and saying and feeling about a person or a situation. And I think it's something we can learn to do too. Let me give you one final example to show that this type of looking is not reserved only for Jesus. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, he records a story of 3 women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, as they're walking to Jesus' tomb on resurrection morning. And as they neared the tomb, they asked themselves who might roll away the stone. Now, let's look at Mark chapter 16, verses 4 to 5. This is what it says. And when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white, in a white robe, sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. So here, these 3 women, as they looked up, they saw more than they could see. They saw an angel, a young man dressed in a white robe, and, you know, understandably, they were alarmed. So let's return to the Magi and the first Noel. When the Magi looked up, what did they see? For sure, they saw the night sky, but I wonder if the star they saw was another example of seeing more they can see. Now, I don't doubt they saw a star, but no one else appears to have seen it. There must have been loads more Magi with similar training, but it's only these few that journeyed to Bethlehem. There wasn't a Magi stampede to pay homage to the new king, was there? So don't get me wrong, I think they saw a star, but I do wonder if the Lord had to open their eyes to see it. If you recall, Elisha's servant, for example, could only see what Elisha could see, the hills filled with horses and chariots of fire, after Elisha had prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." You'll find that in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 17. So let's ask the Lord to help us to see more than we can see. And so tomorrow we're going to add another line to the prayer of consecration. And so we can begin to do that until we hit the new year mark. So this is a prayer. It's a simple prayer, but it's profound. Lord, open my eyes. Help me to see more than I can see. Amen. And the questions. Have you ever heard of a star stopping? So how do you understand that line? The star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. Have you ever experienced seeing more than you could see? What happened? And if not, would you be open to having an experience like that? For the awakening, Ive and Philby, have a blessed, blessed day.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.